could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeffrey Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Adriana from San Francisco Pet Care Center in Temper Springs.
Here to answer your medical and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats, and I have three rescue cats, so I know this for hand. And this five-pack saucy terrine snack, which contains taurine for your cats. It's called Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. I highly recommend it. You can get it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or in your pet stores. And if they don't have it, ask for it. Also, SCOE 10X, it is the ultimate odor eliminator. I guarantee it will take out any odors from your house, from your car, from your office, wherever. And you can buy it at SCOE10X.com. Only place you can find it, SCOE10X.com. Don't forget, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with us at Talkin' Pets. They give you 10% off if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Treats for your dogs. And if you want to order a calendar for 2026, check out HatchetBookGroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
I love my kitty cat, yes I do. I love my kitty cat, oh I do. And all I want to do is to give her lots of love, and a kiss and a hug. I love my kitty cat, yes I do. I love my kitty cat, oh I do. And all I want to do is to feed her lots of treats, and kiss her little feet. No more waiting for a friend. She's my pal, tell the end.
And once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're open to your comments, your questions, your stories. The doctor is in the house, Dr. A.
Hey.
So pick up the phone. Yay! The crowd is alive. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And Dr. A will help you with any medical questions that you may have about your pets. So it's free advice. So pick up the phone, 818-818-6401. Dr. A, feline leukemia virus.
Mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
is that?
It's a virus that's transmitted from cats in the feline population, including wild cats. And it can basically affect the immune system. It can lead to the development of cancer. And, of course, affect the lifespan of your cat. It basically is not a very good virus to have you allow your pets to have. So there is vaccines for it. Cats that are allowed to go outside should be vaccinated against feline leukemia. And once after the initial boosters or vaccinations that are done with other kittens, they can be booster a year after, and then every three years after that.
So what would you look for as a sign in your cat, actually, if you think that they have this?
So feline leukemia typically manifests with, you know, it could be sometimes I just look for it. I know, we know that if, let's say that you just rescue a cat or you just found a cat outside, you know, and we normally like to see, okay, how old is this kitten? You know, if it's like a 6-week-old or 8-week-old kitten, it's too young to be tested. not that you not can test it, but the immune system is not often competent. And then when that happens, you cannot detect that antibody in the presence, you know, when you test. So it's not going to show up in the test. So we recommend to wait like around 12 weeks old, like when they come for the second vaccine or vaccines to do that test. It's important that any cat that is rescued, purchased, you know, et cetera, to be tested for that virus because it will definitely be a make. There's no cure. So obviously you would need to, you know, it's very important that to know if that the kitty is infected. And like I said, if your cat goes outside, he's at more risk to be the transmission could be white bite wounds, typically saliva, very, very close contact, and the kitten can be get it from the mom also in utero.
So I think most people in the world mm-hmm. are very familiar with AIDS.
Yeah.
For cats, mm-hmm. there's FIV, mm-hmm. which is feline...
Immunodeficiency virus.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
a retrovirus,
and
yes.
It kind of mimics mm-hmm. The symptoms.
Yes.
Like the... feline leukemia virus.
Yes.
So they're all about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the FIV, cats could get it from another cat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
yes.
through a bite or a scratch?
It could be through a bite, through a scratch. It could be from like it can be transmitted sexually, you know, when they're mating, you know. So going there again, you know, the spaying and you're keeping your animals inside. It can be transmitted that way. Cats that have this virus, they can still, depending on like the lifestyle, the nutrition, etc., they still have a normal life. You still have to be very careful with these kitties to not be at house or with other cats that have potential to be contract the virus, you know. Early, in, like let's say like very young cats or very older cats, and then you bring a new cat, you always want to test the cat. When typically you take your cat to the vet, that same test that tests for feline leukemia can test for the feline immunodeficiency virus, FIV.
Well, in the human AIDS, they've come out with a lot of drugs like, mm-hmm. throughout the years. With cats, is there drugs to combat this? Can you, like, for instance, now there's PrEP out there for people with AIDS or people that are testing positive.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything like that that you could give to a cat?
Not for the cats, but the major risk for these cats is really contracting any type of infection because their immune system is not as competent.
Right.
So they will have a harder time fighting an upper respiratory infection or a UTI, you know. But the majority of the cats that are FIV positive that I see in my practice, they do have a normal life, okay? It's not as a death sentence as feline leukemia could be.
The normal life, so people know, the normal mm-hmm. life on a cat is?
About nowadays, an indoor cat can live, I have cats that are like 17, 20 years of age. Mind you, they do have chronic illness, but they do make it that old.
Yeah, my cat Rainy, which if people are watching us on Facebook Live
mm-hmm.
at Talkin' Pets Radio, there's a print behind me by Becca that she did for me of Rainy.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived to be 19 and a half.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
My
I've
brother
seen...
has my cat, and she's currently 19.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's a good life for a cat
with good care, keep them indoors.
She's
you know,
so
they can live that long. Mm-hmm. I've seen cats that develop illnesses sooner, you know, and then unfortunately their lifespan isn't as much. But I have a lot of patients that I see 15, 16, 17, 20, you know, so it's good.
So that is basically on feline leukemia virus mm-hmm. we talked about, and then also
yes.
FIV.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see any of those symptoms in your cats, you may want to definitely have it checked out. But like I said, you could call now. You know, previously we were talking about, you know, tick season is still quite prominent out there across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if people do find the tick, one thing you talked about was putting alcohol on it to kind of have the tick detach itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned not to pull it out. But we had a call come in and off the air and said lighter fluid. Have you heard of that?
I mean, you can use other things. There is disinfectants that you can use. Anything that you can use that's kind of like a disinfectant or sometimes I use a vetricine, for example. It doesn't burn, You know, it could be considered lighter. You can use something like that. You know, but you don't want is pulling the tick. You don't want to be pulling
it
out.
You don't want to force that pull out.
Correct, pull it, yeah.
Because, like you said, if the head stays in there, it could cause infections.
Yeah, it's like the irritation that's constant. It's like a source of irritation that's going to be constantly, you know, causing your aggravation.
Well, 818-818-6401 is the number to call. We are open to your calls, your questions. We'd like to hear from you guys. The lines are open. We are live. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
We have Name That Animal Sound coming up, so you can win something from us. So stay tuned for that. But we would love to talk to you as well. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Oh, my pretty little Adriana. I'll find you.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Scientists have a new theory to explain why orcas are ramming yachts into the Iberian Peninsula. The boats are practice targets for learning to hunt their favorite foods. When young Iberian orcas started hitting and sinking boats in 2020, experts wondered whether it was revenge, accidental, or just a fun thing to do. But the new theory suggests the juvenile orcas might be using the boat's rudders as targets to practice hunting Atlantic bluefin tuna. Since 2020, the sailing community has been, understandably, high interested in the predator's whereabouts. We see that as a great opportunity for science. Study leader author Bruno Diaz-Lopez, director of the Bottlenose Dolphin Research Institute, BDRI, told Live Science. The team realized they could use citizen science to gather accurate data about the orca population distributions. The sailors aren't going to be lying to each other because it's quite a serious problem, he said. Nearly 47% of the study, 597 records of killer whales' occurrences related to vessel interactions. Using this data, the team created computer models of the orca's movements to fill knowledge gaps around their seasonal movements. Their models showed that the orcas and tuna are driven by the same environmental factors, meaning that knowing whether the tuna are located gives you a good idea where the orcas will be. They discovered seasonal shifts in the orca preferred habitats, which align with the tuna's migration. As this plays might give them the opportunity to practice useful skills, orcas have to work together to catch tuna, as the fish can weigh hundreds of pounds, swim in large schools, and are among the fastest fish in the sea. To isolate an individual tuna and get it away from the protection of the group, the orcas ram, Diaz-Lopez said. Maybe one orca hits and then the other one hits again, he said. Once the orcas have separated an individual tuna, they tire it out and drive it towards shallow waters where it is easier to catch. From reports of the killer whale's behavior towards sailboats, Diaz-Lopez believes that orcas are performing similar actions as they would during a hunt, repeatedly ramming the fast-moving rudder before trying to bite it. To play is to learn. If you have a dog and you use a toy, the dog is learning a hunting technique. Erk Hoyt, a researcher at Marine Charity, Whale and Dolphin Conservation, who is not involved in the study, agrees that the orcas are likely playing. The interactions are most likely due to normal predator curiosity leading to play behavior, he told Live Science via email. However, he's not convinced the boats are just target practice. I don't believe the orcas are playing with the rudders just to refine their hunting skills for tuna, he said. I think their play is more like kids' play, without a set goal, but which in effect helps building cognitive and physical skills. To prevent further negative encounters, Hoyt recommends sailors monitor the orca's movements and stay away. The more the activity happens, the more it gets reinforced to continue, he said. He believes this behavior is a phase that will eventually fizzle out. In our limited experience, we have seen that fads disappear over time. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hamburg.
Hey kids, gather round, let's dive into the sea. Sing along with me about the orca's glee. Splash goes the orca in the ocean blue. Black and white wonder waving right at you. They flip and they flop, swim fast and free. The orca's world is the place to be. Oh, 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 orca. Jumping high, touching the sky, come and dance with me. Oh, 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 orca, sing your song out loud. Under the waves we laugh and play, join the orca crowd. They travel in pods.
You know, it's interesting because of that story with the orcas. I think everybody has seen the stories out there about these orcas that were ramming boats and sinking them.
Mm-hmm.
Yachts and fishing boats and everything. I don't know. I mean, I mean, I'm not an orca specialist, but it just seems a little odd to think that they're practicing. It's like trials or something. I'm like, I don't know. And they mentioned in the story that Michael read that it's not like they're upset or jealousy,
yeah,
or the revenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
They're like teenagers trying to see what they can
play,
get away
playing,
with.
Playing, ganging, and see what, see what we can do.
But they sink them.
They sink this bit.
Yeah.
That just happens to be a consequence. It's just not very trying.
But it happens quite a bit. It's been happening more and more.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I don't know. You know, you think about the temperatures of the waters that are changing. You know, the heating up of the water could maybe nervous system or mentally challenge the orcas, maybe in that way. Now, there's a story that we read last week where they found fresh water underneath the oceans. Mm-hmm. So if they burrow down through the ground of the oceans and go further down in, they could find fresh water. And they're like, well, man would never go without water because now we found it underneath the oceans. But here we go and mess around with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like drilling for oil, and you have an oil spill, and you destroy all this marine life. What happens if you mix that water? There's a leak, and you got the fresh water mixing with the salt water. Then it's brackish. Then you got diseases. Then you have animals dying. You know, there's got to be better ways to maintain things other than...
Just go for the resources.
Right. So, you know, I question so much about science and where man is going. But... You know, I'll tell you, I mean, when I come home at night, my cats meet me at the front door. I'm in, you know, Xanadu. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm in my own world, and I'm like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like a pet to keep you going and keep you enthused in life. There's no doubt about that at all. That's why the pet industry never stops. It's a $150 billion industry a year. A year.
Yeah.
$150 billion. And that's because of vets and training and pet sitters and products and everything mixed in. But the thing is, it just keeps going up because people care more and more about their pets. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about being backstabbed. They don't have to worry about false friends. They don't have to worry about a marriage, you know, going awry. They don't, you know, it's like your pets are there and you get that unconditional love. As long as you feed them and give them some love back, they give you love all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the greatest things about pets. But anyway.
Let the games begin!
So this is giveaway time. So if you can answer what creature makes this sound, we have stuff for you to pick out from. Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft, from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and also multivitamins for treats for your dogs. Your dog book from, I have a whole bunch of different books from Chicken Soup for the Soul, by the way. But we have the dog book, and we have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We already gave away the SCOE 10X today, so that one's not up there, but I recommend getting it. Best odor eliminator out there. We have the elephant bracelet still, and we have the calendar, Washington Evergreen for 2026. So if you live in the state of Washington, I'd get it. And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we do have the White Cat keychain, a kid's keychain, and we have tumblers. It's not the tumbler, but it's the Silly Beads NFL and Stitch from Lilo and Stitch that attach onto your tumblers. If you can identify this creature. Sounds like he's got gas. One of the largest creatures on Earth. One of. What is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12?
12-year-old boys can be so mean.
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out VitaCraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Florida's next bear hunting season is scheduled from December 6th through the 28th this year, with permits allocated through a random draw. This will be the first season since 2015, and a total of 187 permits will be available across designated areas. For future years, the hunting window will be from October 1st through December 31st, subject to annual population and management reviews. Permits are distributed via a random draw, not first come, first served. Applications are non-refundable at $5. Permit cost is $100 for Florida residents and $300 for non-residents. Quota, one bear per permit holder. Location, the hunt is limited to designated bear hunting zones within 4 bear management units. Applications are open to individuals 18 and older. No cubs or females with cubs are allowed to be hunted. After 2025, the season will be October 1st through December 31st. Future seasons dates will fluctuate based on population numbers and management. FWC staff will use technology for communication and data collection, as there will be no check stations. The use of hunting dogs will be allowed starting in 2027. Landowners with 5,000 or more acres may be able to hold their own bear harvest programs. Are we hunting bears because of overpopulation? By the bears? Or by people? And human encroachment? Think about it. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news. And join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
I've got my binoculars.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Ooh, look at that tall, wavy grass.
It's so tall.
Can't go over it.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
Can't go under it.
We're just gonna have to go through it.
We're gonna have to go through it.
Swish, 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 swish. We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
I've got my binoculars.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
So, we have Rocky in Oklahoma. Hey, Rocky, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, John?
We're doing good. You have a radio voice, Rocky.
Well, thank you. You've told me that before.
Yeah.
And it sounds familiar, though, like a celebrity that I've met. Are you a celebrity, Rocky?
No.
But your voice is...
Perhaps a legend in some of my future places I worked, but no. No.
Okay, well, it's a great voice.
Yeah.
So see if you can identify the voice of this creature. What do you think, Rocky?
I believe it's a panda.
You think that that is a panda?
That's correct.
A panda. Is it a panda?
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
No, he's not.
Not a panda.
It's not a panda.
Oh, well. We'll try again next time.
Try again. Thanks, Rocky.
Right.
So that sound is not a panda. Actually, a panda sounds a little bit more doggish.
Yeah.
Like a whiny dog.
Yeah.
I do like Rocky's voice, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's got a great voice. He's got a good voice for like a Western.
He does.
Sounds familiar. I know Rocky's called before, so I know that voice, but I swear I've heard it somewhere else. But this is the sound. It is not a panda. That was Rocky's guess. So call us and take a guess, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. When you call, you'll speak with Sydney, and Sydney will put you on the air with us. You can take a guess, and if you're right, you can win a prize. But it is one of the largest animals on the planet, and it is a land and water animal. So you can find them in both areas. Not that you want to look for one, though, because it could spell a lot of trouble. 818-818-6401. What creature is it that makes that sound? Pick up the phone, give us a call, take a shot at it. 818-818-6401. So you're at St. Francis. You know, I always mark it as St. Francis Animal Hospital.
It's St. Francis Pet Care Center.
Pet Care Center.
Yeah.
One day I'll get that right. So St. Francis Pet Care Center. And you see a lot of different animals? Do you see dogs, cats, but do you see others?
Sometimes I do see a chicken, or sometimes I see a rabbit. You know, these are clients of mine that I have seen for a long time, and they have other types of pets, dogs, and, you know. But
rabbits were moving up on the scale as a pet.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, a good friend of ours here on the show was Bob Barker, and he had rabbits as pets.
Yes.
He was so heartbroken when he lost his last one.
No.
But, yeah, he had them. He got them roam around the house and everything. So, he was really cool on them. But rabbits are tops, but so are birds. I have had Zachary, my African gray, for 26 years.
Yes.
Never plucked his feathers, never had a problem. Now, all of a sudden, he's plucking his feathers.
Huh.
And I can't figure it out. The only thing, and it can't be anything that's changed in the environment, because I didn't change anything. Although I did notice there were two of his feathers, long feathers, sticking off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm beginning to think that maybe the feathers are hurting him, and he's just plucking at his down feathers and pulling them out because of that pain. But I don't want to pull them out because then it could cause more of a problem.
You could. There is some, does he get baths? Does he take any baths himself, or do you spray him from time to time?
No, maybe I need to spray him more. He does have water in there, where sometimes he'll plop his butt in there, and swish around as much as he can. But do you recommend that I should maybe put a little bit bigger water bowl
in there? He should have an option for a bath. I mean, it's like you said, it's rare that he's just started plucking, but that could be triggered behaviorally for many reasons, stress. Something is bothering him internally that maybe may need attention. How old is he?
26.
Okay, well, he's not that old. But, you know, there might be something new that's worth looking into.
Yeah, I'm watching the feathers, the two feathers sticking out, thinking that, because that's around the time that he started plucking.
Yeah, and then they can get, when their feathers are coming, they can become more cranky or aggravated because it can be
like
uncomfortable.
People.
Yeah. but it could lead to plucking, you know, just from like, okay, this is irritating me, and they start like going after it.
He's starting to look like Thanksgiving dinner, and I never thought my bird would actually get that way, but things happen. We're going to go out to San Diego, okay, and we're going to speak with Steve. And Steve thinks he knows what this creature is. Steve, what creature makes that sound?
I think it's a hippopotamus.
What gave it away? Did you just know it was a hippo, or?
Land and water, and one of the biggest animals on Earth.
There you go. There you go.
Very smart.
One of the most dangerous animals on Earth as well. Actually, there's more death in Africa from hippos than any other animal of humans. So, you don't want to get too close. Well, what do you want to go with, Steve? We have the cat treats from Vitacraft. We have Good Pets Food dog treats. We have the book from Chicken Soup for the Soul and Dogs. We have the calendar, Washington Evergreens, which is really cool. And we do have the silly beads, the NFL one for your tumbler, if you're drinking beer out of a tumbler. So we have a lot of things to choose from. What do you think?
How about the dog treats?
You got them coming out from Good Pets Foods. We'll send them out to you. They're treat supplements to try. There's a daily probiotic, a hip and joint plus, and a daily multivitamin, and we'll ship those out to you. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you.
And careful driving. I know you're in your car. I can hear it. Stay on the line. Speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address there in San Diego and ship those out to you. That's Steve out there in San Diego. Congratulations. It was a hippo. So what I'm going to do, too, is for the cat parents out there, the next two calls, and Sydney will pick up on them in any realm, so you might be caller number 5, 6, 2, whatever. But call if you want to try the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. If you won them before, you have to let 90 days go by. That's the rule. But if you haven't, call, and we're just going to give them out. 818-818-6401 for the Lick and Lap, the creamy paste by Vitacraft. And I highly recommend them, and your cats are going to love them, and we will ship them to you. If you haven't tried them, I want you to try them. 818-818-6401. Just call in now, and we'll take two winners, and you'll speak with Sydney and just tell her you want the cat treats. And we're good to go on that. So 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. What do you usually find, like, with rabbits? And, you know, a lot of people that do have rabbits as pets, they keep them in, like, maybe an outside pen, and on the bottom they have maybe, like, chicken wire.
Yeah.
But the problem with the chicken wire is that their feces drop down to the ground.
Yeah.
But the rabbits need that moist feces,
correct,
right?
They need the psychotropes that they have to re-ingest. There's got beneficial bacteria in organisms that are essential for their digestion. And, they're herbivores. So these have to cycle, pretty much every day through their GI tract. If they don't get these over time, the rabbits can become sick, or they can have what is called GI stasis, where they don't really, they just, their stomach doesn't move, and it's a life-threatening condition.
You know, like certain animals, like hamsters and all, do rabbits' teeth continue to grow? And if they do, they need things to gnaw on, don't they?
They can. Typically, if they're, let's put it this way, if their anatomy is correct and their nutrition is correct, they shouldn't have to have their teeth trimmed or anything. But whenever there's a misalignment, or they're not fed properly, those teeth can start growing too much, and then they need to have them floated or, cut, trim.
So when we talk about certain things, like we were talking about fleas and all, and, your dog or your cat getting, for instance, tapeworm from a flea, can a rabbit get tapeworm from a flea as well?
I see more like, I do see fleas. It's not that common. I mean, but if you keep your pet rabbit outside, yes, and that is a potential. But the problem is that the tapeworm not necessarily is a parasite that would thrive in a rabbit system. Make sense?
Yeah.
So you can see them, but they're not going to be thriving in the rabbit system.
Specifically, is there a cat flea versus a dog flea? Are they separate fleas?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
I want to ask you a little bit more on that when we come back. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny be good. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Bowling.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Hummingbirds undertake extensive annual migrations, flying solo for thousands of miles from their northern breeding grounds to wintering areas in Mexico and Central America, driven by changes in daylight hours and natural food availability. To fuel their high-energy journey, they rapidly build fat reserves and can traverse distances like the non-stop 500-mile flight over the Gulf of Mexico, relying on instinct and established routes for navigation. While some species like Anna's hummingbirds in California do not migrate, the majority of Northern American species move south for the winter and return north in the spring to breed. Hummingbirds migrate to follow the abundant nectar and insect food sources that bloom in different regions during spring and summer. A key trigger for fall migration is the reduction in daylight hours, signaling that it's time to head south for the winter. Moving north in spring offers an escape for the intense food competition found in the tropics, giving them a chance to breed and feed in areas with plentiful resources. Hummingbirds do not travel in flocks. Each bird follows its own instinct and path. Before migration, they dramatically increase their body weight by consuming food and building a thick layer of fat to sustain their higher energy flights. Species like the ruby-throated hummingbird make incredible non-stop journeys, such as approximately 500-mile flight across the Gulf of Mexico, which can take 18 to 22 hours. Individual species, young ones, must navigate without parental guidance, relying on innate instincts and evolved signals to follow established routes. Males often arrive first, starting in February in southern U.S. United States, followed by females and juveniles, the majority being their southward journey in late summer and early fall, with August and September being prime travel months. Some species, like the Anna's hummingbird in California, are non-migratory and can be seen year-round. Leaving hummingbirds' feeders up throughout the fall and even into winter can provide a vital source of food for any vagrant individual that may find themselves off course. In the spring and summer, planting native flowers creates a welcoming habitat and sustainable food sources for local hummingbirds. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, Dr. Adriana.
I know you remember that song. You do or no? I do remember it. Michael, you know?
I don't know, but it's so cool. Is that, what is that from?
That part.
It's an old song. Oh, geez.
Is it from a musical or something?
You got it in front of you who it's from. Seals and Crop. Yeah. A great song. Okay. It was very popular back, I guess, in the 70s.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, wait, you weren't born yet? And you weren't born yet.
Yeah, sorry.
So that's why. Jeez, I was born. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. We're going to close the hour with the song in just a couple of minutes. But before we went out to the break, I want to ask you, there is a difference between a dog flea and a cat flea then?
The species, Tenocephalides canis, Tenocephalides cati, but Ophelis, I'm sorry. But they can both, you know, you can find either on a dog or a cat.
Oh, so it's not, it's not
exclusive? No.
Okay.
They would probably thrive better, but, you know, they can kind of go back and forth with them.
What do you think about using these spot-ons, like the between the shoulder blades? Do you like those?
Here in Florida, I don't think they're very effective anymore.
But around the country?
Yes, yes. Like the front line or Advantage. Front line better because there's places where there's also ticks. But there's better products also. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I did hear where a lot of these products that you had mentioned, some of them are actually becoming
popular again.
No, they're not.
Obsolete.
Because they're losing popularity because of the fact that animals, the fleas are becoming like immune to them.
Yes.
And so they don't really recommend some of the products now.
Yeah, they're not.
I found that with my cat.
Yes, I
there was a product I was using, which you mentioned. I won't mention the name, but and basically it stopped working.
Over-the-counter products. I don't want to be controversial. I just don't care for them. You know, the majority of them, I don't really care for them.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. And if you're going to adopt a pet, please do so at your local shelter or your rescue. If you're in the area of Tampa Bay, you can find Dr. A at...
Hey!
St. Francis.
St. Francis Pet Care Center in Tarpon Springs.
Pet, there you go. And so you can find her there. But from myself, John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for now, and this song goes out, good old Whitney, goes out to everybody from 9/11, the families that lost members, and just the tragedy and the horrific act that happened. Our hearts go out to them, and it's something that we will never, ever forget.
Absolutely.
And bye for now.
Bye. Bye.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.